This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of the USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. And if you'd like to get the same newsletters that I receive, you can go to normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y. .com, and you can sign up for the same newsletter. Your email address will not be sold. It will not be given to anyone else. It's just for Dr. Shealy to send you the often received newsletters, the same one that I get. I suggest that you consider doing that. George in New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hi, Dr. Shealy. Hi, Vincent. How you doing?
Good.
Do you mind if I just touch back on that organ donation? Because I've got a couple of tacks there just briefly that, you know, you covered some, but I think there's some other aspects to it that you might find interesting.
Of course.
All right. What they said is, like, in one case, they had a liver transplant, and they said the patient's blood type changed as a result. From, you know, his original blood type from the person who was the donor. And were you aware that David Rockefeller had as many as 6 heart transplants, and he lived to be about 106? And Dick Cheney has had at least 4 and possibly 5 heart transplants.
Well, now, the latter one is not someone I would choose to emulate, but that's okay.
Right. Yeah.
The first one you mentioned is even worse. I mean, remember, the evil empire is run by the Committee of 300, and the Rockefellers have been part of that since day one.
Yeah, and I think they've been directly responsible. One of their ancestors, the original Rockefeller, I think he used a lot of his wealth to really build up pharmaceuticals that were petroleum-based. And they did away with a lot of the people who were naturopaths or herbalists or things like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust a Rockefeller to tell me the time of day.
Well, like I say, you're in good company with your associates there, and I really feel that, like you said, we'll never make it to presidents, you know. But our good looks and personality will get us everywhere, I guess.
Hey, you know, why can't everybody be perfect like us?
Right. Modest is a new job tribute. I'd just like to say, too, when they harvest the organs, they will give, like in England, for example, they'll give you anesthesia to the person who they're harvesting the organs from.
Right.
In this country, they don't. And you know, Dr. Shealy and Vincent, I'm sure you've heard the same, that many people have revived when the doctors were within hours or days, even weeks of harvesting their organs, and the family would say no. And what would happen is that when the patient revives, they will recite verbatim the conversations at the bedside with the family, trying to induce the family into donating the organs of their loved one. And also that I've heard that brain dead is actually almost fictitious. In other words, medically speaking, and I can't speak to this exactly, but I've heard doctors talk about it, who, like of your kind, Dr. Shealy, you know, you put the welfare of the patients ahead of all else. In other words, they said that there's no such thing as brain death, but a heart can be worth as much as $1 million. A donor heart could be worth $1 million to the hospital.
Well, they can't have my toenails even. So I don't want to take the chance that I'm invading somebody else's body or mind. And, you know, I don't mind dying. That's a minor thing. It's happened, you know, hundreds of times already in past lives. So dying is no big deal, but I don't want to be tortured. And people do often come out of deep, deep coma called brain dead and report pain from certain things that were done while they were supposedly in coma.
What do you think, Vincent, about this?
My thoughts are very simple. I've had this discussion with our family. No one in the Finelli family is an organ donor. No one. Because there are the possibilities that, yes, you can come out of it. And two, there is the monetary incentive for harvesting organs. So I think maybe there's a rush to judgment that maybe, you know, the person who is the donor, he's brain dead, so let's go harvesting. I'm not up for it. No one in our family is up for it. And we're also concerned about the possibility of excruciating pain while it's being done. So yeah, those are our thoughts. Now, I don't know. I don't know for sure. And I've never met anyone who has had an organ harvested who has survived it, who has told me firsthand that it was excruciatingly painful. And, you know, what comes to my mind is an eye. So, you know, a person's banged up in an accident. They say the person's in a coma, brain dead. Let's take the eye and the other eye and some other organs while we're at it. I'm not up for it. I'm not up for it.
The other thing is, too, they say people who have had the organ transplants have reported that in dreams they actually see the person whose organ was donated in many cases, and they said that they had never met the person, but when they eventually, many times, they'll look up the loved one's family who was the donor, and they'll find out that the person that they're seeing in their dreams is actually the person who was the donor, and they'll see photographs of them, or they'll describe what they see. And they had one young woman who she received a young man's heart transplant, and she actually started to get a strange attraction to other women, which she didn't have before. But they said that she befriended the mother of the young man who was the donor, and the mother said that it was almost like having her son again alive, because the characteristics, many of the characteristics of the the son had transferred to the one who was the donor. And there was one other thing I just want to say, and then I'll get off. It's just that they also said that they've had situations where people actually died in a similar manner to the person who was the donor, even in similar accidents that originally had affected, that had occurred to the original donor.
Well, you know, everything we do in life has its philosophical meaning and purpose, and, you know, and our reaction to it is equally critical. These are the types of things people should discuss in depth with their family members, in my opinion. It's your option to make the choice of what you want, but personally, I don't really want my organs inside. Who would want the organs of an 85-year-old body, even if I'm in good shape? But I don't want them in somebody else's body, and I don't want anybody else's body in mine. So that's just my philosophy. But I'm not opposed to people doing it if that's what they want.
I agree with you. Well, gentlemen, I know you got a lot to cover, but it was very nice talking to you this morning.
George,
take care.
George, before you go, yep. can you stay with us for just a minute or two?
Sure.
You mentioned something very interesting. I'd love actually a couple things I'd like to have you be part of the discussion about. This one is homosexuality. Now, Dr. Shealy, is it possible that if an organ from a homosexual is... well,
the ultimate question. Oh, now that one. Oh, I hope that goes in, that body goes, part of a body goes into a flaming fundamentalist. Oh, dear.
So is the answer that a person who is, you know, not a homosexual could become a homosexual with a heart or some other transplant of a vital organ from a homosexual? Is it possible that that's transferable?
From everything else we know, I would say absolutely.
Okay, so
a new requirement for those who get organ transplants.
Yeah. I mean, if I were up for an organ transplant,
how about transgender?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it could really change your life for the worse. But, okay, so that was one question. And then, George, I was hoping you could stick around for this. I was reading an article about people who live in small rural areas are 8 times happier than people who live in, congested cities. Now, in my case, I can say that is absolutely true. I don't know about the 8 times. Maybe it's 8,000 times. I'm 8,000 times more happy, living on a farm than I would be living in a city. And I was wondering, does that hold true for you, George? And then, Dr. Shealy, I'm pretty sure I know how you feel. George, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'd say, for one thing, you don't have the congestion. You don't have the traffic. And they usually... I find in a rural community, I moved from Boston to northern New Hampshire, and I just found that, in other words, it's very different dynamics where you had a more multicultural community there, and then over here, it's probably 70% French-Canadian. And they take a time to really accept you, and thankfully they've accepted me over time, but it's like... I found that, you can literally almost throw a stone and hit a mountain behind me that I'm looking at behind me in the house. And it's like the air is better. And like I say, I believe it will lengthen your life.
I totally agree. And I'd love to hear what Dr. Shealy has to say about that when we come back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed 3rd. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. Georgia, New Hampshire's with us. And Dr. Shuley, what are your thoughts about, rural living compared to city living?
Well, interestingly, I've looked that up during the break. Mm-hmm. And now, in general, people who live in rural areas do your shorter than those who live in cities. And the reason is increased smoking, increased obesity, and, of course, exposure to the Monsanto poison.
Wow.
So, for the first time in the history of the world, the rural people living less longer, even than city people, and it's largely because still more people smoke and more people are fat, and so it goes. Isn't that fascinating?
Well, I believe it, and I'll tell you why. A couple of weeks ago, our son was traveling through Arkansas, and he called, and he was visiting a friend, and he and his friend were absolutely sick as could be, vomiting and so forth. And he said, "Dad, I think we have been poisoned by crop dusting. They were spraying with airplanes, and there's no way of getting around. If you're traveling, on a byway through an area where farmers are crop dusting their fields, you are being poisoned." And we think that that is what happened, because all of a sudden he was sick and vomiting, and it was just right out of the blue. And so was his lady friend. So very interesting that I agree with that. And it's a problem. And how do you get these idiotic farmers to stop this nonsense, to stop polluting the planet with poisons that they're told are safe. And it's a really, really good point that you've made. And it's unsettling because we thought, well, we moved here for cleaner air, cleaner water, you know, there's less buses and trucks, you know, with the exhaust pipes, and there are less power lines, and there are less microwave towers and television towers and, you know, transmitters of all kinds, less radar, all the things that we want to avoid. There's less of it out here in the countryside. But, you know, if you look at why do people go to cities? Well, there's higher paying jobs, right? There are more job opportunities in cities, yeah. The jobs are easier. Heck, is it easier to be on a farm tractor, or is it easier to be at a keyboard? Well, it's easier to be at a keyboard, and it's less dangerous to be at a keyboard. But people in cities have higher educations, typically, than people in the rural areas. But rural areas have more sense of village, more sense of getting together and knowing your neighbors. Even though you're farther apart, there seems to be a greater connection with your neighbors when you're outside the city than when you're inside the city. Heck, when we lived in the suburbs on the East Coast, oh, we lived there like 15 years or so, roughly. And in that city block, if you will, not city block, that rural suburban block, there were six houses, you know. And in all that time, I only met about one, two, three of our neighbors. Three. In all that time. So even though you're, you know, close together, doesn't mean that you actually, you know each other. And that's the way it was. So, George, your thoughts?
I know they said during World War II, with the gas rationing and restricted travel and restricted restriction on, you know, the gasoline for the cars, they said asthma went down dramatically. And, a lot of it comes down to, you know, and I know, you know, it's they can transfer you anywhere they want. I think all three of us have thrived because we're educated. Because we're of the type of mind that we're inquiring, we want to improve. And I never smoked. I wasn't really, really much of a drinker. And I didn't burn the candle at both ends. I know the same thing with you, Vincent, and I assume the same thing with you, Dr. Shealy, as well, correct?
Yeah, you couldn't pay me to smoke.
but I've seen a picture of you, Dr. Shealy, and you look a lot younger than your chronological age, Vincent. The same with you, and the same with me. I see people 10 years younger than me that look like they're actually five to 10 years older than me.
Right.
And I'm not bragging about that, but I'm just saying is that maybe we weren't the cool kids in school. We, you know, burnt, you know, getting wasted and drugs and, you know, all the rest of it. You know what I mean? But look at how it
paid off. Hold that thought. Let's talk about
options
that.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
George, you mentioned something very interesting. And I was thinking back to my high school days, and I went to an all-boys school for high school, but I knew some of the girls from the surrounding high schools, and I saw some of them later, you know, at a 25th reunion from high school. And the ones that were really, really pretty and fully developed, you know, when they were in high school, the ones that matured very quickly, physically, age very quickly. And the ones who were, you know, not as mature back then looked a lot healthier and a lot younger than the ones who were fully matured. And the same is true for the guys. Dr. Shealy, have you experienced the same thing?
Well, absolutely. Everything affects everything. I've been doing lots of studies while we were doing this. Actually, every state has a different mortality. The lowest in the country is Alabama at 72.9 average life expectancy. And interestingly, the longest lived people in the country are more are Seventh-day Adventists. They average 89 years, which is 10 years longer than the overall average of the country as a whole. Missouri is average for the country as a whole, about 78 or 79%, although blacks live 7 years longer than whites in this state. Mormons live only 85 years. They don't quite as well as Seventh-day Adventists. Now, interestingly, the longest lived that I could find is in Boston Back Bay. That's the elegant upper-class part of Boston. 91.9 versus Roxbury, which is a suburb of Boston, 58.9. Aren't those things fascinating?
Okay, so what would you attribute that to? George, you have a feel for what would cause that?
The difference is lifestyle. It's obesity, it's drug use, it's suicide. All of those things affect the whole, and so rural, poor areas, city or not, don't do as well as city areas which are wealthy. So to be wealthy and high education anywhere in the country, you live longer than to be poor, et cetera. It's that simple. Now, again, poison is everywhere. Our rain, 65% of the rain throughout the country has Roundup in it. It's amazing. Maybe it doesn't rain in Back Bay, Boston. I don't know.
Dr. Shealy, you said Roundup is in the rain, too, now?
65% of the rain falling throughout this country has Roundup in it. This is a study reported a year and a half ago. Organic California wine has 35% as much Roundup as non-organic wine, which is, you know, fed Roundup. So it comes down in the rain.
So in other words, it's leaching into the water systems, the waterways.
Oh, yeah, everywhere. The only way you can have organic is to have a purified air in a greenhouse.
Yeah, pretty unsettling, isn't it?
Well, it's all part of the Rockefeller Committee of 300, game. How they're not getting poisoned, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Because the queen is breathing the same filthy air in England that her subjects are breathing. And
exactly.
It's quite polluted. And there's no way around. I mean, she can stay in the castle, but it's still, unless they've got some air purification systems that they're not telling us about, she's breathing similar air.
I do know that I don't even like to put the name royal in front of family. Let's just say whatever their last name was or is, Queen Elizabeth and her family are eating only organic because I saw a blip about it. They showed the farms where they raised the food for the quote-unquote royals, and they said it's all organic, very strictly monitored. So they don't eat the regular foods by any stretch. They're eating natural organic foods, and they're very long-lived. If you looked at least Queen Elizabeth, her mother, and whatnot, not all of them, but they seem, especially the woman side of the family, seem to be long-lived.
Okay, so what, Dr. Shealy, what do we plant in our gardens right now in order to improve our longevity potential?
Well, unfortunately, there's nothing that can protect you from Roundup in your own garden. But again, what you want is as many vegetables as possible and fruits that are possible. and you want the more colored vegetables and fruits, the darker the color, purple, for instance, like eggplant, and you can buy purple cabbage and even purple carrots. All of those have higher antioxidants than the non-dark colored. But the best you can do is grow your own food.
Mm-hmm. So let's make sure we heard this very clearly. The more purple, the more antioxidants. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay. And I remember the term salad greens with an S being used when I was growing up in the 1950s and the 1960s. You know, eat your salad greens. So, like, not just one kind of green, multiple kinds of greens.
Spinach, kale, chard, lettuce, of course, Chinese cabbage. All of the greens are better than, you know, than most, except I am growing purple carrots for the first time this year.
Yes. That sounds great. And all right, so I was at Sam's Club weeks ago buying some onions. And you can buy them by the colors. You can buy white onions, you can buy yellow onions, or you can buy red onions. So does the same thing hold true for onions, Dr. Shelley?
Yeah, the red or purple onions are going to be stronger.
Okay, and are they better for you?
Oh, yeah, it's stronger being antioxidant. What you need is Orax. Now, it's time to mention something. I have now for several years been drinking for breakfast a high protein, high ORAC, that is antioxidant capacity, breakfast drink. It's very simple. We're about to make it available on our website. You can get 6,000 ORACs, which is equal to 6 excellent servings of fruits and vegetables, to add to your whey protein isolate. And that, I just like it because it's so simple and it's so healthy. And within another month, we will have it all in a daily package instead of having to mix two things. But even now, it takes you about 2 minutes to mix it.
Okay. So, do you have a name for it that we can start looking for in a couple months?
Well, there'll be a special announcement about our special high ORAC food, ORAC food.
Okay. And what does ORAC stand for, Dr. Shelley?
Oxygen reduction, oxygen, let's see, RRO, oxygen, oxygen reduction capacity, you know, it's the capacity of the material to absorb free radicals. That's what it's really referring to.
Okay. So a couple of months we'll, and you'll be making that announcement here as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That sounds great. And is this, Dr. Shelley, is this something that we can bring with us? So, for example, I frequently travel to get things for the farm, and it may involve a 3-4-5 hour journey each way. Is this something that I could bring with me and consume?
In fact, I actually go ahead and mix it for day by day, even when I'm gone for a week or two.
Okay.
And I take it with me in a little plastic bag.
Okay. All right. Dr. Shelley, for those who have been advised to have a colonoscopy, is that something that you think should be done, shouldn't be done, and do you recommend any preparations for it? If so, and what about the other side after the procedure is done?
Now, if you have any kind of irregularity in your bowel movement, that is constipation or diarrhea or both, then I think it is well worth considering. Now, on the other hand, if you have one and preferably two decent, what I consider decent bowel movements every day, I would check your urinary indican, I-N-D-I-C-A-N. If it is zero, I don't think you need a colonoscopy. If your indican is high, elevated, yes, get one. It's an indication. The indican test tells you whether or not you digested your food properly.
Okay, it's a urinary indicant test?
I-N-D-I-C-A-N. Available at any lab test now.
Okay, at any lab test now. That's the name of a company that performs lab tests. So anylabtestnow.com. And so the indicant test, is it just a pee in a jar kind of thing?
Yeah, in a little cup at the lab, yeah.
Okay, pee in a cup. Okay, that doesn't sound very invasive at all. All right, and so if the result is zero, a colonoscopy is not indicated. If it's higher than zero, colonoscopy is indicated?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for someone who is going to have a colonoscopy, are there any recommendations for prior to the colonoscopy?
Live as close to the hospital as possible because you have to take an extremely strong laxative the night before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what about after the colonoscopy? Can you resume normal activities immediately, wait a day? What do you do?
Resume normal, but I would definitely add more probiotics, and we should talk about that afterwards.
All right. We'll be right back. George, you're welcome to stay with us and contribute to the conversation.
Sure.
George is in New Hampshire with us.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I was just thinking several months ago I was accused of not following medical advice. Vincent, you're not following medical advice. And I said, well, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Well, no, you're not. I said, well, yes, I am. I'm following Dr. Shuley's advice. And ultimately, I got fired by my pulmonologist, which now she thinks that she's having second thoughts because I said, why did you fire me? And one of the reasons was, well, you're washing out a nebulizer in water. Yeah. And followed by sterilization with Nixol and colloidal silver. Yeah, how else am I supposed to do it? So I guess my permanent record says I'm not following medical advice. But there you go. So I am. I am following medical advice, the best medical advice I know of. Dr. Shuley is providing that. So, Dr. Shuley, we're talking about colonoscopies and probiotics. Please continue.
Well, probiotics, to me, everybody should have all fermented vegetables that are not cooked are worth having. In other words, if you make your own kraut at home and don't, can it. You can make it in the individual can, but not boil it. Or, of course, kefir or kombucha tea or especially Greek plain yogurt with no sugar or fruit in it. Those are excellent things to help your gut have the normal bacteria in it. There's also the one I like if you're going to take it as a capsule, GR8, number 8 from Now Products. Has 8 different probiotic bacteria in it.
Yeah, we take it. We have it here. George, your comments? Probiotics?
You know what I notice is that you've been doing it, and I'll bet Dr. Shuley does it too. I love being able to go in and get a spoonful of yogurt. I'll dip in once, and I'll just put it in my mouth at various times of the day, especially like if I've drank coffee. Usually do it before I drink coffee because they said the caffeine a lot of times will kill a lot of the good bacteria in the stomach. But I've been doing that with different things, the one spoon aspect, and I'll just say this. They had this Renaissance gentleman He was quite a carouser. And when he was about 46 years old, over a period of a few days, he started to really reduce the intake of his food. And he was getting by on, I'd say, like bird-sized portions of food. And they said he lived to 104 back in the 1500s.
Well, yeah, it has been demonstrated that people who, especially after age 50, reduce the caloric intake, live longer, and are healthier. And the main reason for that is getting rid of excess fat.
Interesting you say that, Dr. Shealy and George. That's what I've been doing for several years now. I've switched from a dinner-sized plate that we have to a dessert-sized plate. So for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I will just take out a dessert-sized plate, which is much, much smaller. And not only that, but I don't fill it as much as it could handle. And I'm eating less, and I'm very careful about what I eat, and it's working. It really is working, because I look around, and I see people have way bigger waistlines than I do, way bigger.
Actually, I am back down to what I was at age 16 in my waist. And I was never more than 2 inches bigger than that, but I have gotten back down to age 16 waist.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I see it, Dr. Shealy, the picture of you. You remind me of a kid in a lot of ways, just from your outline and picture. I'm not kidding, and you act like a very young, youthful man with the vitality you have.
I still feel 26, George.
And you ought to see him race around. He really does. I know. I was at a convention, and coming down the main aisle was Dr. Shealy, and he was flying. Well, he was like running, and that's just a couple of years ago. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your medical experience, ideas, and solutions. And George, thank you for doing the same, sharing your thoughts and suggestions. I really appreciate it. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.